never giving back to us. How the system made the vision, but it don't add up. Take away from the hood, never giving back to us.
Dumb, black, and poor. You can never learn. Say you was young, black, and poor. You can never learn what a nigga been taught. Say we was young, black, and poor. Being raised in Detroit. You can never learn what a nigga been taught. Say we was young, black, and poor. Being raised in Detroit. You can never learn what a nigga been taught.
And a Christian psychopath.
There's no beginning, there is no end. I chose my line of work so I could pretend. I know it would happen again and again. Some of them are morbid and some my friends. Take this key.
I'm so happy that I learned a new word today.
Amazing.
Lugubrious.
Lugubrious.
Meaning sad and dismal. As Jonathan Lindor once said, lugubrious trees and trench coats out of town.
I feel that in my soul, you know.
I'm gonna get that tattooed on myself.
Loki, lugubrious treason.
Lugubrious treason.
First people tattoo.
We get
so what does that mean? Like,
so and you'd be like, oh.
Anyways, you are listening to The Witching Hour, and this is 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We're still here.
It's still us, guys. I feel like we're like being selfish. Like,
yeah, I hope you're not sick of us. You know, like we got some more wheels spinning. Like,
we're doing the same old thing. No, I have a question. If you were to get a song lyric tattooed, what would it be?
Ooh. I feel like Kid Cudi would have some lyrics that are like just like corny enough that you could get the tattoo. You know,
I know
what I'm saying?
A Kid Cudi tattoo.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, it would be some like.
I feel like if you did it, it would have to be really, really niche. A really like, it would be bad if someone recognized
what
it.
What about like soundtrack to my life or something? You know what I'm saying? Like,
on your body? What does that mean in the context of a tattoo?
Like.
Just like on your arm, soundtrack to my life.
Yeah, something like that.
Mm.
Or it's not a great Kid Cudi lyric. If you can't stand the heat of my love, then stay out the kitchen.
as a tattoo, where does that function?
And then you put it on your heart, and then you do like a flaming heart,
my God,
like surrounding
so
it.
So true. Yeah.
Come on. That's Loki fire.
Yeah. Okay. Stay away from the tattoo shop.
Oh, I'm gonna tattoo this summer.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Are you gonna read a
book
too?
Because I actually have mine now.
Are they both lies?
Yo. Wow, I feel like my. No. The tattoo is. Okay, I'll be honest. The tattoo is much more likely than the reading consistently. So if that gives you a sense of... Yeah.
Okay. So what's it going to be?
Well, I'm thinking, I don't know. Because I have some of my own ideas, but then I also, my sister got... she's like, yeah, guys, let's get matching tattoos. You know, my brother and her.
Mm-hmm.
But then she just went and got it by herself.
No!
Of
what?
Well, the idea is, it's like three stars right here.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the DC flag. You know the DC flag? Like... The
is
DC flag
stars?
Is like three stars and then two stripes, but it's like, it's pretty like, you know, everybody knows it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and then it's also like three siblings.
Oh, wait,
it works. It works. But then she got a birth. But anyway, so I could do that because that's like, I know I want that, you know, like for 100%. So that could be a good starting point. Anyways, I have to think about it. But,
yeah, I feel like if you know you want it, then like, why?
But then it's like, first I want the other ones too, though, is the thing.
No, get a ton. Who knows?
Okay, wait. Did you have a song lyric that you wanted to tattoo?
Oh, no. I don't think I'd ever get a song lyric tattooed.
Yeah,
it's a tough tattoo.
I think,
tattoo
like, in general, like, words. Like,
yeah, words are hard.
Because it's so, like...
It's like
no
the spacing of it, and it's, like, actual words on your body.
Yeah, like...
Yeah.
Unless you got, like, a poem or something.
A whole poem, though? Like, I don't know.
Maybe, like, a haiku. A short little...
Like, on your calf, like...
Yeah. Yeah, someone you got space, and someone's flat, so you can read.
So true. It's like, you know, like on your elbow,
yeah,
it like bends, it like warps, like.
Yeah, not, you shouldn't do that.
That's bad.
Good
idea.
Tip for you guys out there.
Yeah,
thinking
don't
about those
think about
elbows.
Where you're gonna put a tattoo. True. That's my tip of the day.
Think about your tattoos before you get them.
You know, I got a tattoo over winter break, and I accidentally have it upside down, low key.
Wait, what?
It's
wait,
like,
what?
Well, it's like, I think it can go either way.
Oh, is that like a Libra or something?
Leo, but yeah. I looked at it when I was looking, I was like, yeah, that's the right side. And then I, like,
I was
looking at it like that.
Wait, can you rotate? Wait, can
like,
I think that's...
It's upside down.
Is it?
It is.
No.
Because I looked at it, like, I was looking at it like this.
Oh my God, it's upside down.
I know, it's crazy. It's on my body. It's actually crazy. Like, I had to accept it because I was looking at it like this. And it was so stressful because the guy was just like a random guy, and there was like, I was with like my two cousins and my brother, but hey, it looks awesome, doesn't it?
It looks. I would have never known.
You know, right? No one
so,
knows.
Yeah. But that is kind of funny.
It's. I looked in the mirror. I was like, well, it's upside down. Yeah.
That's good. That's a good story. I didn't know that. Yeah, that's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's
on my body upside down. Think before you act. You know?
Make sure your tattoo isn't
Make
upside
sure.
down.
I think it looks better upside down. So.
Oh, 100%.
Yep. Anyway. Oh.
Leprechauns.
Hard yes. I love leprechauns.
Boom.
Love their mischief nature. I love the scheming they do. I love how they're at the end of the rainbow, pot of gold. No one can find them. They're up to no good.
I feel like I can't even add anything. You just nailed it.
Like,
I mean,
and they wear all green and a hat.
Oh
they wear an
God.
Awesome hat.
The fit is crazy.
It's like,
I mean,
wow.
Just everything about them.
It's like, yeah, like...
You know, my brother's roommate, freshman year at Notre Dame, went on to become the Notre Dame Leprechaun.
Whoa.
Isn't that crazy?
Whoa.
That's pretty prestigious.
Is that like a type of thing you have to keep a secret? Like, I've always wondered that. Like,
everyone knows. See them on,
oh, yeah. It's not one of the ones where it's like you can't see their face? What?
Are they wearing like a shiesty or something? How would you not see their face?
What?
They're the leprechaun?
What is the Notre Dame leprechaun? I don't know if I'm familiar, actually. Like, I thought it was like, you know, the big, like, the mascots when they're like in the suit.
No. They actually wear the look.
Like is that your brother's friend's roommate? I wonder if I can find it.
But they get, you know, a leprechaun vibe kind of guy, and he hypes everybody up during the game. He does like push-ups and stuff, like that type of thing.
That's
like
a dream job.
No, and it's like super. Everybody wants to be, you know.
Wow, I wonder what the interview
They have like a leprechaun lineup for all the different sports teams.
Wow.
Like the football games are.
Do you think
the
they
most.
Have like a like an understudy?
Oh, it's intense. I swear to God, it's intense.
I actually believe it.
Yeah.
Wow, have they ever had a female leprechaun?
I think. Ooh. Loki.
Oh my gosh.
Because I know there's, they had a black leprechaun. And it was like you know,
whoa,
Notre Dame out there.
Like,
but yeah.
Crazy for them.
Leprechauns, man.
Oh, I was thinking of Plan Bs for summer jobs. And what do you think about like a hot dog seller at Fenway?
Because
I think I have a really good hot dog voice.
Yeah. Well, you have to have like a kind of like a catchphrase, like,
yeah,
hot,
I know,
dogs, get your hot dogs, glizzies,
hot dogs, get your hot dogs. Yeah.
I'm buying. Hey, you got peanuts? You got peanuts?
Hot dogs. Who wants hot dogs?
Just start hucking them.
Hey, you look like you need a hot dog.
Yeah. Start.
Yeah, just like slinging them around.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That sounds like, if that was my plan B, I would be thrilled.
I know.
You know?
Plan C is with the swan boats.
What are you doing on the swan?
Like the ones who like drive, like have to pedal them. Like, oh, the people sit in the back and you pedal.
Somebody pedals? Don't you pedal
some
yourself?
Some of them, you can pay to have some pedal.
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't that be the worst job ever? Wouldn't that actually be the worst
disgusting.
Job ever?
All right. Yeah, on so many different levels. Like, that is just miserable.
Like, you'd be, like, panting, like, huffing and puffing. There'd be, like, a couple, like, you'd be toting around.
And you're going, like, this, like,
yeah,
so slow.
It'd be, like, dead
boats.
Silent. Like,
those boats
just be...
suck. Those are, like, the worst invention of all time.
But they're swans, so it's, like... Like, God.
I really can't get behind the swan boots. Oh, they're actually shaped like swans.
I think they
that's
are, right. Yeah.
Okay, that's like, that kind of helps it a little bit.
Oh my God, was that my email or your email?
That was me, sorry.
What's the email?
Bruh, why do we have recitation for ethics? We didn't have class this week!
Oh my God, oh my God.
Because we're going to talk about a paper that I don't have to write to. It's like, it's tragic. Anyways.
Well, the wheel saves all.
Yeah. TSA. Do you want to talk about TSA?
The airport people? I actually do have some stories.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a few.
Perfect.
One time I was going through... One time I was going through with like a... I was coming back from a frisbee tournament, so I had all my stuff in a trash bag.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was like, you go like right means. From the field. So you're like still in your uniform. You smell horrible. You're like kind of wet because it's always raining somehow. So all my stuff was in a trash bag. And I had like you get like buddy gifts. So my buddy had gotten me like a JoJo Siwa backpack. And it had like,
wow.
It had like a chocolate rose in it. It had like, I had like a bag full of cereal I'd been eating. It was like a crazy combination of things. So the TSA officer like had to go through it because it was like such a weird like, and he was like flaming me. He was like, oh, like you buy this rose for yourself? I was like, no. Like, it was like, wow, I didn't know you could be sassy in this job. Like, it was crazy. Like the person, it was like, you should be professional. Like you're looking for like weapons.
You know, yeah, it's I mean, that's kind of what they're known for, you know, being a little sassy, being a little like being a little, you know, there's a great Drewski, you know, Drewski, hey, there's a great, that's crazy. We live, really live in different worlds sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy. You don't know Drewski?
Nope.
Anyways.
Weird.
TSA, man. Do you have PreCheck? I got PreCheck recently.
No.
It's low-key.
I don't know how to get that.
It's kind of fire.
Nah, I like the main line.
Yeah, I actually prefer the main line.
Yeah, actually, it's just more fun. You see more people.
Yeah. That's actually, I don't know, man. It's kind of like, it's low-key not even that underground anymore. Low-key, some people have PreCheck, low-key the lines, low-key the same length.
Most that's of
the
how time. They get you.
Because now they have TSA Clear, you know that?
Oh, with the eyes?
The subscription service.
Creepy.
Bro.
It's scary.
Man.
I just like waiting in the line. I have a lot of fun at the airport, actually.
Yeah, you
it's
love the
best
lines?
Place to people watch ever. It's so fun.
That is all right. That actually is so true.
Because there's so many different kinds of people there.
Exactly. Like some people you would never see otherwise.
Literally.
It's kind of, and it's also just so interesting to see how other people act in an airport too.
It's like wow, like, yeah.
It's like, oh, that's how you prepared for the airport. Oh, that's how you rest in between flights.
Yeah.
Like,
uh-huh.
Right. Yeah, you kind of get to, yeah, I see a side of people you don't normally see.
Yeah, exactly. I've had some crazy airport encounters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're just going to have to leave you on that cliffhanger there.
No, I can tell one. Okay, don't worry. one time I was waiting standby for a flight because my brother works at United, so I can get like 50% off a standby flight, which is like the worst deal ever. So I was trying to get on like a 6 a.m. flight.
50% off standby.
It's so bad. It was the only time I've ever done it because I realized it was such a bad deal. But I was sitting next to this older woman who just started talking to me, and she was like, oh, I've been running through the airport. Like, I almost missed this flight. Like, they put it so far away. I was in the wrong place. I was like, okay, like, I don't know why you're talking to me. And then she was like, oh, like, can you button this button on my shirt? Like, it was like a over jacket and she couldn't button. And I just like had to button her shirt. It was just very random. I was like, wow, I feel such kinship. But also, like, I feel a little bad for her because she was like, she seemed stressed. And I was so stressed too because I thought I wasn't going to make it on the flight because I was like second in the standby list. So I was like, I don't need this right now.
You just knew that 50%.
Yeah.
You got to do it for a good deal, you know?
Yeah, literally,
I feel it.
Yeah, that's my airport story.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing. Next up, do you want to read this one?
actually, on the Spinatron, it says, I don't know if I could pronounce it either. I always said Kana.
Sure. Hey.
I don't know. That's what they say.
Close enough, hey. Here's a song.
Hey, who knows? Thank you. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths, so it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation, and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms, or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Yes, wow. We are yours. Oh.
It's seasonal. It's not in the season for it. Ooh. Uh-oh.
Hey, man, it's like 30 degrees here. What
it's
you mean?
Freezing. I've been using my space heater.
Actually, yeah, like,
but safely. Obviously. But safe. I've been keeping it away from...
From what?
Curtains, bedding, pets, and people.
Boom. Look at that. She got it down. Like.
Yep.
Boom. Okay, what do you say? What, one more wheel spin into our final song?
Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah.
I mean, yeah, we're tapping out a little early.
Yeah. Okay. Let's... We got a few left here. Some crazy. We might have to respin, to be honest, because I don't want to talk about some of these. Oh. Yeah, Lizzo.
She's been okay. You can respin, but she's been like off the news recently. Maybe she doesn't like put out new music, but like I feel like she was really relevant like 2 years ago.
Because there was that kind of scandal with her like fat shaming her dancers or something.
Yeah.
And then I don't think she's seen a lot of her since then.
Shoot.
I don't know. Anyways, hey. Okay, we got a. Oh, no wheel spin stuff. My bad.
Ugh. It's okay.
Cannibalism?
Would it take for you to become a cannibal?
Good question, mm-hmm. actually. Have you seen Society of the Snow?
Nope.
It's this the Spanish survival film, but it's like about this like event, like a real historical event,
okay.
where this plane carrying this like rugby team like crashed in the Andes.
Mm.
And then basically they had to end up eating each other to survive, eating the dead people to survive.
Oh.
And it was like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's like...
They were dead, like, and you were...
Yeah. It's a great movie, and it really, like, there's a lot of...
interesting.
Obviously, you know, you don't want to eat your friends.
Yeah, I mean, knowing them was even crazier, like...
Yeah, like...
Wow, you're eating. That's...
Yeah.
Can't come back from that.
But they did, so... some of them survived, actually.
Are they alive today?
Yeah.
How long were they out there for?
A really long time. I forget. It was like a month and a half or something crazy.
Whoa.
In the Andes, which is like basically it's like,
whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty incredible. But cannibalism, you know, I guess you could say it has its time and place.
Yeah, I think you would have to be pretty desperate.
Yeah. Great. maybe let's not end on cannibalism.
Yeah, let's not end on
we got five left. I'd say four of them are bad to be ended on.
Wow, you could just choose the good one. You could just lie right now, really. Only you will know if you're
lying.
No,
look, the wheel knows. No, it doesn't.
Okay.
No.
So,
okay.
Just self-pick. It's okay. It's okay to lie.
Magic. Who doesn't love magic? Do you believe in magic?
I thought you were talking about like magic tricks. That was what came to mind first, really. Yeah. I've been kind of wanting to get into the card trick game.
Do you have any good ones?
No, I don't know any.
You don't know any?
I don't know any card tricks.
You gotta have a few.
No, I have no tricks up my sleeve. Trickless sleeve.
Oh, dude, you need some tricks up your sleeve. Like, that's like, whenever you're in a tight spot...
You need a trick up your sleeve, and I have no tricks. I used to know one. Well, my brother used to do one, and I could never figure it out. Even though it was like he did it so many times and I could never figure it out.
It's like, I feel like the most basic ones were like, you have them pick a card and then when they put it back in, you like see the card that it's above. That's like a really easy one.
Mm.
It's like kind of slick if they have no idea what, you know what I'm saying? And you look and then you know the card that it's under so you can find it like really easily without ever seeing it.
Oh.
That's like the most basic. Dude, I wish I had a deck of cards right now.
I'm kind of talking about those card tricks, but you know when people like like it's more of like an acrobatic thing, like a that sort of thing, like, would be lit.
Kind of like, yeah, it's a great sound, like a wheel spin, like
it's an awesome sound. One of the top 10 sounds, yeah.
It's definitely up there.
That and like Beach House. By the way, no Beach House in this playlist.
Even in the MTW etc. playlist.
I could have put the song I listened to 46 times.
Yeah, I mean, I'm shocked.
Hey,
no Young like, Lean for me. So
what? Yes, no. You did.
No, I didn't.
Jonathan Lean Doer.
It's not Young Lean.
Okay.
Hey, not lucky. How about that?
Okay.
Pretty good. We're growing.
No, we're not.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, last song.
It's been real, guys.
This is Foreground by Grizzly Bear.
And this has been The Witching Hour.
Well, we don't even have to say it, but 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Bye. Thank you.
I do the dishes, I mow the lawn. I try to keep myself occupied, even though I know you're not coming home. I try to keep the house nice and neat. I make my bed, I change the sheets. I even learned how to use a washing machine. Keeping things clean doesn't change anything. Come home, tell me, oh, what am I gonna do?
Oh! This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM. Tufts Educational Radio.
I say tell me the truth, but you don't dare. You say love is a hell you cannot bear. And I say give me my back and then go there for all I care. I got my feet on the ground and I don't go to sleep to dream. You got your head in the clouds, you're not at all what you seem. This mind, this body and this voice cannot be stifled by your deviant. I have never been so insulted in all my life. I could swallow the seas twice down all this pride. First you run like a fool just to be at my side. And now you run like a fool but you just run to hide and I can't abide. I got my feet on the ground and I don't go to sleep to dream. You got your head in the clouds, you're not at all what you seem. This mind, this body and this voice cannot be stopped by your deviant ways. So don't forget what I told you, don't come around. I got my own hell to raise. Don't make it a big deal, don't be so sensitive. We're not playing a game anymore, you don't have to be so defensive. Don't you plead me your case, don't bother to explain. Don't even show me your face, cause it's a crying shame. Just go back to the rock from under which you came. Take the sorrow you gave and all the stakes you claim. And don't forget the blame. I got my feet on the ground and I don't go to sleep to dream. You got your head in the clouds and you're not at all.
just blow? Who needs to think when your feet just grow?
With a hibbity high and a hibbity low.
Who needs to think when your feet just grow? We're hunting, we're hunting, we're hunting, we're hunting. Who needs to think when your feet just grow? We're hunting, we're hunting, we're hunting, we're hunting.
James Brown! James Brown! James Brown! James Brown! Hit me!
Freeform Radio.